Thursday morning, JM in the AM. Today is Yom Kippur Katan. It's done early because we can't do it Erev Rosh Chodesh since it's Shabbos, and we can't do it Erev Shabbos. So today, Thursday, is Yom Kippur Katan. If you're not familiar with what a miniature Yom Kippur is like, you can consult with your local rabbi and find out more about it. And Rosh Chodesh is Sunday and Monday. Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet is Sunday and Monday. And that's one of the reasons that Nader Balor is visiting us this morning, which we'll explain in a moment. And tonight is my father's yard site, so we will, on the 28th of Adar 1, so we will dedicate our conversation about Tfilah to his memory, Harav Zev ben Harav Yosef Halevi. Nader Balor, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here, and your father's neshama should have an aliyah.
Tada rabba. Is Yom Kippur Katan a thing in your community, or it's not?
Some of our communities.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't...
No, I'm not asking personally. But there are minyanim for Mincha today in the greater Sephardic community that will be observing Yom Kippur Katan?
Yeah, Rabbi Ederet in Great Neck has it.
Wow. And some people actually fast half a day today.
Yes.
And again, if you're not familiar with the mini Yom Kippur concept, consult with your local rabbi and they'll shed more light on it. So we, when we gather together and you visit us here at JMNM, we generally are talking about Rosh Chodesh events, and we will talk about those. And I see you have some items to share with us as well. But I just wanted to mention something. Today, sunrise was 6:18 a.m.
Right.
I assume you started, what, a quarter to six in that area? 10 to six, right?
Yeah,
that area?
Quarter to six.
Did you have a minyan?
Always.
No problem. Hashem,
no problem.
No struggles, no phone calls.
We had 17, 18 people, thank God.
And this was in Englewood?
In Englewood.
Excuse me. And Sunday, this coming Sunday, life gets much, much easier for those 17 people.
Yeah, by 56 minutes.
Right, because sunrise is 7:15, which means you could start Tfilah, which is ironic, by the way. I apologize. I've had this cough for a month. The entire Chodesh, I've had the cough. I'll be at the 6 a.m. Shacharis on Sunday, which I think we're putting on tefillin at 6:15, right before Yishtaba, because I think that's the time to put on tefillin this coming Sunday. And you'll be starting at about 6:45.
Yeah.
So I'll be even ahead of the Nets people, of the Vatican people, which, by the way, I'm so curious if you have taken a position or have acted on the news that this country is trying to go to daylight savings time permanently, which would mean that some of your minyanim in the January area of the calendar would start at about a quarter to eight in the morning in order to daven Vatikin, to say Ga'al Yisrael with sunrise. Have you weighed in on this issue, or if it happens, it happens?
Obviously, it's not a positive thing for me, for my business, but, you know, if Hashem decides that's the way it should be, so be it. No, I don't take political stance on these issues.
So you're not running to Washington to get them to change their direction on this?
No, I'm just happy to be alive to be able to pray to Hashem, whatever the time he wants me to.
There you go. All right, so Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet is Sunday and Monday. It'll start Saturday night. Well, Bench Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos. And again, when you Bench Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet, you want Sunday and Monday. Those are the days to declare publicly in terms of when Rosh Chodesh will be. And that means we're literally going to be just 2 weeks away from the holiday of Purim. Any special thoughts? Because I see you have to share with us this morning.
Yeah, I just came across something really powerful by Rabbi Abraham Sutton. He's a Breslev Syrian rabbi in Israel. And he's bringing out a book on Tehillim. It's a huge, huge book, and it goes into detail. So, you know, he tries to connect Hallel, which is, of course, very connected to David HaMelech, and the whole point of Hallel being that we have to praise Hashem. So he teaches us that, you know, the real action of Tehillim starts on Tehillim number 3. That's when Mizmor LeDavid comes through. The other Tehillims don't start with Mizmor LeDavid. But why is it that it comes at that point? If anything, it should be a lamentation, because it's a Tehillim that David HaMelech is threatened by his son Avshalom, who wants to kill him. And here he is singing. So how can it be? Your son wants to kill you and you sing? So he says the root of the word Mizmor is Zemer, which means pruning, cutting through, eliminating. So what are we eliminating? What are we cutting? And he suggests that we have to eliminate, and what David HaMelech was trying to tell us is to eliminate the confusion and all the mental static that prevents us from penetrating within the deeper meaning of life, which of course is that Hashem runs the show and Hashem is completely in control. So with music, we soar above our daily cares, and was precisely because of the harmony it brings not only to our soul, but to our perception of reality. So song, music were always meant to be the aid for us to be approaching our Creator and grasping the emet of His Torah. So when we come together on Rosh Chodesh, especially through these hard times, you know, we started with COVID when it was so much darkness, and now with the war, with the hostages, and seemingly it's all so bad, but we come together and we unite as Jews, regardless where we stand, and we sing to Hashem to say, Hashem, you're in charge, you're in control, we love you. You just take care of us, please.
This is an amazing follow-up to yesterday's conversation that we had with Rabbi David Sutton, who I believe quoted the Rabbi Sutton that you're referring to. He quoted him regarding Psalm 23, Hashem Ro'i Lo Echsar, also on the same topic of David and Avshalom. And one of the things we mentioned yesterday, I think I made this point more than he did, was that not only does the music, as you just said, you know, give us the ability to feel closer to Hashem, and that's something that your Rosh Chodesh gatherings continue to prove, but the music gives us the opportunity to memorize and to repeat and to enjoy the repetition of key psukim, because his book, Rabbi David Sutton, is about psukim of bitachon, of psukim that we're able to internalize them because we say them over and over and sing them with these beautiful nigunim, even if they are sad or a challenging sentence, a sad or challenging pasuk. When you sing it, it is, you know, so much more meaningful and so much, you're able to internalize it so much more. So
right. With our groups, what we've focused on is Ki Ani Avdecha Ben Amatecha, and we just have the Chazan go over and over and over. And, you know, halachically, it's actually a bit of a problem.
Right.
Because what do you do with the Yud Kei, Vav, and Kei in there? So we found some shortcuts through some halachic authorities to be able to just keep repeating it, sometimes 7-8 times.
Right, because Hallel is one long bracha, so you want to be careful about what you do or don't repeat.
Exactly.
All right, the other day, you sent me information. By the way, it was 2 months ago that you were in
Netivot.
Yeah, I was going to say Netivot, thank you. That was 2 months ago.
Right.
I don't know if we did a proper review or not, but how was it? How inspiring was it?
It was incredible. You know, like I said, that we were expecting 300-400 people. We had 600 people. They actually monitored it through the video cam, how many people walked in that day.
How many soldiers did you meet that day?
Must have met at least 100 soldiers, colonels, commanders.
And when you
that
watched,
were actually there with tefillin dancing in the room, it was just unbelievable energy. There were people from America, people, it was crazy. It was just hard to believe.
And what kind of role models are they for tefillah when you see these men who are on the front lines protecting us every single day, and you see how they're reaching out during Hallel to the one above? It must help your tefillah tremendously.
100%. You just get an added boost.
And talk about David HaMelech being in dangerous situations. They are able to maintain a very, very positive disposition, even though they are in such dangerous situations.
That's right.
It's very similar, Taka, to David HaMelech.
It is similar, but the beauty was that there were some soldiers there that were just didn't even know how to open up a siddur. So, you know, people aided them by putting tefillin on for them. It was just the whole unity thing is the most.
It was like Washington. A lot of people approached who had never put on tefillin before, who had never been part of this. And of course, because you're in Israel and the soldiers are so much more familiar with the Hebrew language than people here would be, they probably get into the psukim and the music very quickly.
I don't know about that, but it's just the energy was
well, you see, that's the problem. You dive in with too much concentration. Otherwise, you would have seen that they were getting into it and they were repeating the words over and over. So you've gone ahead, and when I say you, I assume it's you and your volunteers and whoever helps you out. You've scheduled three different Rosh Chodesh tfilot and celebrations for this coming Sunday?
Actually, I've only arranged one, but
the other two came about
from people who were coming to the one that
they're copycats. In other words,
no, they're just they're following Hashem's path, and they were very inspired. This group in Miami, and the guy in Northwood Mirror, who's doing good, he's gonna have a lot of people. He might actually have more than the one we're doing in Great.
But seriously, you must say to yourself, my gosh, look what we've started here. I mean, there can be a time where there's 5, 10, 20. I mean, I don't know what Rosh Chodesh Nisan's gonna look like, but we may have more than 3 going on in this country.
Bezrat Hashem, and it's all Hashem's initiation.
So you're really the great neck one. I'm assuming you'll be at the one in Great Neck.
I'll be at the...
So let me give the information on the other two, and then we'll talk about where you'll be on Sunday. First of all, Rosh Chodesh Adar on Sunday in Miami Beach. Miami, your influence goes 1,000 miles south. Amazing. On the beach itself. I'm using you better for sure good weather. I hope there'll be good weather down in Miami on Sunday. Sunday, 7:15 a.m. at 4747 Collins Avenue. We all know where that area is. It's the beachfront behind the Mimosa Condominium. There'll be plenty of parking available there. It'll be led by David Handler, Michael Bernstein, and the Mizmor LeDavid Band. The Mizmor, how proud David HaMelech must be that there's a band named after him. So the Miami Beach one, again, this coming Sunday, 7:15 a.m.
That's Nets, by the way. Miami happens to be later.
Much later.
It's
probably 45 minutes later than us. Plus you have the daylight savings time. Our sunrise, what did I do with my notes? Our sunrise on Sunday is 7:15. Miami could be 8 o'clock.
It's 7:43.
Wow. Yeah. You know a lot about these statistics. I thought I followed this stuff. All right, so that's Rosh Chodesh down in Miami. Those of you who are going to be in the Five Towns area, Long Island, this coming Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Musical Hallel is going to be in Valley Stream at Kodesh, 773 Golf Drive. The tefillah, which begins at 8:30, so I assume that's not a Vatikan meal.
No.
That's beginning at 8:30. Will be followed by a siyum and breakfast, a sudat Rosh Chodesh. And that musical hallel will be with Dovidol. Is that the Dovidol from Israel? I assume so, I guess. How many Dovidols are there? So Dovidol is going to be doing the music this coming Sunday. It all starts at 8:30. And again, if you want information about any of this, just email us. We'll be more than happy to forward it to you, Nachum, at NachumSiegel.com. And then Nadir Belor is going to be with Avidan Moskovitz. We know Avidan. He's going to be doing Hallel. Nice find. You always get these good Hallel leaders. Yeah, I like that.
He's actually the first guitarist that we had, our very first one. And he's been great. He's very, very easy to work with.
Yeah, he's great. Very friendly fellow. Rosh Chodesh, he'll be a leading Hallel at 209 Middle Neck Road in Great Neck. It'll start at 6:45 in the morning, as we said, because Nate's is 7:15-ish. So Sunday, March 10th, starting at 6:45, 209 Middle Neck Road in Great Neck, New York. Avidan Moskowitz, the Hallel and Tefillah will be followed by breakfast and Torah, meaning Divrei Torah, obviously, right?
Right.
Afterwards, and there is a chat. Again, if you want to join the chat for updates on the Rosh Chodesh Tefillot, or if you want information specifically about these three events that we're talking about, feel free to email me, Nachum at NachumSiegel.com. How many people do you expect in Great Neck on Sunday?
Maybe 150.
And this is, you're going to probably have a lot of new people. Because usually you're doing this in Englewood. You are attracting people from Brooklyn and other parts of Jersey, etc. But this is, Long Island. It's going to be a whole new venue for you.
We've actually done it in Great Neck before, and there are some followers there. So, Bezrat Hashem.
Do they sometimes come to your Englewood one?
They do.
Interesting.
They do.
You're attracting people from far and wide.
It's only 27 minutes away, so.
That's it. Now I have no
at 6 a.m. in the morning,
no excuse anymore. There are people who are hounding me to come join you. I can't get away from my Sunday morning minyan. I just can't. Everyone's got their thing. I love that minyan.
No, it's very admirable what you do, because I understand you may sometimes be the number 10, right?
Oh, so. Yeah. Some people would say too often everyone who's there is number 10.
So it's very admirable.
We don't have the luxury you have of having hundreds on Rosh Chodesh. Everyone has to do what they need to do to be inspired during tefillah. And you would encourage people, if you have a place or a certain minyan that really inspires you, stay with it, because every day you want to see more and more of a connection to the one above. And for those who missed our last conversation on the air, just give us a minute on the importance of reaching the height of tefillah, which is right before Shemona Esrei, reaching the height of tefillah with sunrise. Why is that such an important concept?
So it goes back to Gemara Brachot, page 9a, that tells us that that's the time that Hashem is waiting up there as the king to be called down. So when we go to Hashem at the exact time that he demands, he looks us up at us in a different light. Of course, Hashem loves every Jew and looks at every Jew, whether they pray or not, in a beautiful way. But it's just that special, special kiss he gives you.
That's why what I keep alluding to, that it's the early part of the morning that's the key. That's not the key. The key is whenever sunrise is. If sunrise is 9 o'clock, then that's what it is.
The key is that you take your schedule out and you put Hashem's schedule into your day.
That's the priority, and then you work your
schedule
around that.
That's the priority, and yeah. That's
so if you have a flight, or if you have a business meeting, or if you have anything, you're going to make sure that that stays in the number one position on your daily calendar, and everything else will fall around it.
Always. But, you know, sometimes in life, we all know, you know, sometimes business doesn't allow you that. So I make sure that wherever I am, I'll just give you a quick example.
Yeah,
I once a year, I have to go to Hanover, Germany. It's a ghastly, deadly, ugly town. And, you know, I fly in usually the night before. So I get in around 5:30, 6 a.m. Now, at that time, in Hanover, the sunrise is really late, let's say 8:30.
Right.
And I have to be at a show at 9 a.m. And there's no shuls there. So usually I'm stuck on a highway going from different airports. So wherever I am, I tell the taxi driver beforehand, I can't speak from 15 minutes from this time. And wherever you are, no matter what, stop on the highway. I'm going to take care of you. I'll give you extra money. Just stop on the highway. I've done this more than once.
And I just Hanover.
In between between Hamburg to Hanover, because that's where I fly into. And he stops in the snow on the highway. And, you know, the highways are really, really very fast. You know, cars are zooming by 100. And I'm there. I'm praying, and sometimes that's the highest kavana that I reach, even though I don't have a minyan. But according to most authorities, it's better to pray sunrise without a minyan than with a minyan.
Wow. Can I ask you why you're in Hanover, or what industry?
Oh,
is
no, I'm in the rug business thing.
And Hanover is such an important
thing. Yeah, Hanover is once a year they have the big show.
I feel terrible. Look at the thing I have on the floor here. Such a modern, simple carpet, or whatever they call this thing. I don't even know. Throw rug, right? This would be a throw rug, I think, in your industry, right?
It's actually
right?
Very attractive.
I'll tell you. Now, I'm going to have to ask your advice on the best way to clean it. Nader Balor invites you, and I certainly help remind everybody about the three events happening this coming Sunday. Miami Beach, Valley Stream Long Island, and Great Neck. The Great Neck one is the one that the quote-unquote Englewood Chabura is going to be going to, right? You'll have other people accompanying you.
Definitely.
In Great Neck, New York, for this coming Sunday. Any information you need, feel free, as people have done. Just email me, nachum@nachumsegal.com. Again, nachum@nachumsegal.com. And there is a WhatsApp chat group about all of this that really heats up as Rosh Chodesh approaches. We'll give you that link as well, if you want to join, and you would welcome anybody who wants to be part of that group.
Absolutely. Men and women are invited to the Miami and Great Neck one, but not to the Valley Stream.
Okay, that's important.
Yeah, sorry.
No, not at all, because a lot of people don't realize how many ladies in our community want to be part of this. And
yeah, my wife usually comes every month, and it's the highlight.
Israel?
She came to Israel, absolutely, with me. She's the whole support system behind this, so yeah. And she loves it.
So again, if you're in Miami, the ladies are more than invited, and in Great Neck Sunday as well, the ladies are more than invited to participate. There will be room, everything set up for
Bezrat Hashem, yes.
The men and women to be in their respective places. Kol hakavod to you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to say Chodesh Tov, even though we're still so many days away from Rosh Chodesh.
That's a good thing to do.
To say the least. And someone once told me that if you have a Sudat Rosh Chodesh, whatever you spend on Sudat Rosh Chodesh, just like Shabbat, Hashem makes sure you get it back.
Amen.
So Rosh Chodesh is a very special day.
Yes.
Plus, it's a chag for women.
Yes, every month it's a chag for women. So that's why they're not obligated to work.
right
at home. So we got to do all the work.
In my house, my mother would not sew on Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, wow.
You know, sewing is a special malacha. She would not sew on Rosh Chodesh. In fact, till this day, whenever I announce in my apartment that it's Rosh Chodesh, my wife laughs. I always follow it up by saying no sewing today, because that's how I grew up, that if you needed something sewed, it's not going to happen if it's on Rosh Chodesh. There you go. Plenty of sources for all this, folks. Anything we discussed that interests you, certainly consult with your local rabbi. Nader Balor, Tadar Rabba.
Thank you very much.
And Chodesh Tov. Anybody out there wants information, Nachum@NachumSiegel.com. More coming up. It's a Thursday morning at JM in the AM.